Today is January 2. New Year's Day is over. Christmas octave is over. And we're still in the Christmas season. And things start to settle down. We go back to work. We go back to our normal activities. And hopefully we still have that Christmas spirit in our heart, a Christmas spirit, which is a spirit of humility and love for God and willingness to do more for God. And we have St. John the Baptist in the Gospel telling us what he was doing, what he was sent to do. I am the voice crying out of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. I am not the Messiah. I'm not the prophet, etc. And so we are to do the same, to make straight the way of the Lord now that we're going back to work in our normal activities. The parties are over, and we settle down into the day-to-day living of our Christian life, of the Christian Christmas messages as well, which we need to do in humility and in dedication. That we're going into this new year. We have this momentum going into this new year and these new resolutions that we have made, hopefully not to the world, not to our friends, but to God, to Our Lady, to ourselves, for our own betterment. And we're going forward to do better, to be better, to please God more and offend Him less, to be more at peace and happy in ourselves by doing what we're supposed to do. And striving to please God more and to do His will better. And so we need to have that will. That will is what, that goodwill and that effort. Instead of, I'm too weak, I can't do it. I've tried it in the past and it didn't work, and so I might as well just go with the flow. We need to exercise that will and hand that will to Our Lady and ask her to really help us to follow through in our resolutions, to really be more humble, which is really a way of making straight the way of the Lord. The more humble we are, the more God is going to change us, fashion us, and make us better and make us more Christ-like. And so this, we want to hand our will to Our Lady and say, yes, I'm willing to do what I can do, and I need your help and your grace and your guidance and your enlightenment and your encouragement when I see my weaknesses. And so we're going forward with Our Lady, in Our Lady, carrying Our Lady, carrying the Christ child, going up to the altar to receive communion, to receive the Christ child, especially this continuing Christmas season till Epiphany, till the presentation of our Lord, different marks of the Christmas season that we have, and to go forward with the Christ child and to realize that we're not alone, we're not doing it all on our weakness, but we're doing it with the help of God and Our Lady, but also with our own will. We have to exercise our will to do better and to improve and to serve God better. And again, to emphasize this humility that the Christ child shows to us, that we need to exercise not just in our exterior behavior, humbling ourselves in our work and our menial labor, or our ways we can humble ourselves, but also in our intellect, in our own opinions, and considering that we are not always right, we're not infallible, that other people are right sometimes too, or many times, maybe more than we. And if we can humble our intellect, we really get deeper, really deeper into the humility that God is looking for, that humility of mind and heart and will and actions, and search for the truth about ourselves, about our Lord, what He wants us to do in our life, what we're not doing that we should, and to humble ourselves and the things that we've done wrong and that we correct, we bring to confession, we bring to our Lord to help us, to Our Lady to correct us, to help us to do better. So let us hold on to the Christ child and to Our Lady and go forward in this Christmas season and this new year to do better.